Welcome to the Wilner Window, where we'll look at nutritional supplements, herbs, and homeopathy, what they are, what they do, and how to properly use them. The importance of diet and nutrition in preventing disease is supported by an ever-increasing body of scientific evidence. We know that serious disease can be prevented and even treated with nutritional supplements and herbs. Minimum data requirements are no longer enough. We want a long life and a healthy life. Optimal nutrition and natural therapeutic agents may be the answer. Join Don Goldberg and Arnie Gitomer as they cut through marketing hype and bias, bringing you factual information on vitamins, herbs, and homeopathic remedies. Don and Arnie are pharmacists and the owners of Wilner Chemists, one of the oldest and largest nutritionally oriented pharmacies in the country. They are also the authors of a highly acclaimed book, The Best Supplements for Your Health. Joining Don and Arnie are co-hosts Dr. Richard Podell, a medical doctor, and Sam Forbes, a certified nutritional consultant. Sit back and open the window, the Wilner Window, and join Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, while they explore the world of vitamins, herbs, and homeopathy.
And good afternoon, everyone. This is Arnie Gitomer, and welcome to the Wilner Window. Joining me today is my partner and good buddy, Don Goldberg.
Thank you, Arnie, and good afternoon, everybody.
And we have our medical co-host, the esteemed internist, Dr. Richard Podell.
The estranged internist?
Estranged, yes. What are you estranged from?
Well, I'm
estranged. I know you're estranged. I don't know about estranged.
Estranged from New Jersey and happily in New York today.
Okay. And we also have a special guest joining us today, Marty Whittakin. Marty's a certified clinical nutritionist, and she's a host of her own nationally syndicated talk radio show, Healthy by Nature. And she's also the author of a best-selling book, Natural Alternatives to Nexium, Prilosec, and Other Acid Blockers. And the subject matter of that book at this time of year, as Thanksgiving and the holidays approaches, is obviously very timely. Overeating and the consequences will soon be on everyone's mind. And Marty's going to share with us some suggestions as to what we can do about the heartburn and digestive problems that can result. With that introduction, welcome to the Wilner Window, Marty.
Well, hello there. Thank you for inviting me.
Yeah, you've been with us before. We always enjoy having you, and it's really great.
Well, you have a terrific show, and people just so much need this kind of information because what's in the news is often confusing and conflicting, and you just straighten them all out.
Yeah, we try. We sure try. That's the reason Don and I first started doing this radio show, just to try and get some good, truthful information out to the listeners, because we realized we were just doing the same thing, talking to people in the store. So why not do it on the radio and be able to talk to more and more people?
Well, I've followed a similar path, just wanting to reach more people with the message, because I think the mess we're in right now with healthcare is only going to be changed from the ground up, because there are just too many entrenched interests at the top. But if people kind of get a hold of the idea that they can take charge of their health, they can turn things around on their own, we're just going to fare a lot better.
Oh, yeah. Always. Okay. Now, as I said, with the holidays coming around, people tend to eat a bit more, perhaps, and, you know, they have more heartburn and digestive upset. Is that really just from overeating, or are there other reasons that people have the heartburn?
Well, certainly this time of the year, there are a lot more opportunities to overeat, because we go to events where there's a whole spread of different kinds of delicacies. Well, and I should try this. I wonder what that tastes like. So we do have more temptations, perhaps. And whenever you're busy with some exciting event, it's harder to keep track of how much you've eaten. So I think we do tend to overeat. But I think there certainly are a lot other factors, stress, eating more sugar, bad food combinations, maybe some alcohol that also contributes. And then we have just the fact that we're often traveling over any kind of holidays, that kind of has some effect on our digestion as well.
Well, you mentioned stress. Now, how can stress affect the digestive process?
Stress affects everything. People have maybe kind of gotten the idea that the brain and how our emotions, that's one compartment, because when you have a problem with that, you go to a doctor that specializes in that. But our brains and emotions are hardwired to the rest of our body, and they send signals all the way down to the cells. So all bets are off if you're upset. And I think probably everybody's had an experience where they've been at a meal where there was contention and tension in the group, and you were eating with people that maybe you didn't like very well. And at the end of the meal, you say, I don't think I digested a bite of that. Well, it's because your body's energy, your circulation has been set up for the fight or flight, and so it's going to your muscles and not necessarily digestion. Digestion is one of those things you do at your leisure. It's not important if you're being chased by some predatory animal mm-hmm. that the body prioritizes. So it really, at a very fundamental level, it affects us. But then there are also the facts that I mentioned before, that if you're under stress, maybe you make different decisions about what to eat. You might be drawn more to the comfort foods, which tend to be high in sugar and heavier foods. And maybe we eat too much. I have to watch this myself when I go to a party. If I'm feeling a little bit insecure, I don't know people, and I haven't really just gotten comfortable there yet, I go where the food is, because that's what is socially acceptable you could be doing.
Marty, you mentioned in addition to the stress, the next thing you mentioned was sugar. Now, we know about sugar, that it can cause hypoglycemia and, lead to diabetes eventually and stuff like that. But why is this excess sugar affecting the digestive process?
Well, it actually affects all the kinds of digestive complaints that we have, which are everything from gas and bloating to constipation and heartburn. I see many more people who have heartburn because of sugar intake than all of the foods that were theoretically told, well, watch out for coffee, watch out for spicy food, all of those kinds of things. It really, in fact, people are bothered more by sugar. And I looked, as I was writing the book, for research on this, and there just isn't a lot. So I can tell you more from experience with clients that when we get them off of the high sugar foods and the starch, the high glycemic index kinds of foods, their heartburn goes away, and along with it, their sleep apnea and a lot of other problems. And my theory is, as I said, I couldn't find a lot of research to back it up, but my theory is partly the sugar feeds yeast. Yeast disrupt the friendly bacteria and then the whole digestive process. But also the sugary things sit in the stomach and ferment, and that causes gas bubbles that force the food material and the stomach acid up past the lower esophageal sphincter, which is supposed to keep the food just going south. Probably a whole lot of other behind-the-scenes kinds of effects, because sugar depletes us of so many nutrients that it takes to keep that muscle strong, that provide the raw material to make digestive enzymes. I mean, it's just, we know for one thing, it isn't going to hurt a thing to give up sugar.
No. Is alcohol in the same class as sugar?
Well, yes and no. It's kind of a funny thing that in people who drink moderate alcohol, they're less likely to have that stomach bug, H. pylori, that contributes to ulcers as well as to heartburn and gastritis and so on, because they theorize the alcohol is having a little bit of a sterilizing effect on the stomach. But if you have too much alcohol, it's all about balance, and too much alcohol, then you start having nutrient depletion, you start losing your judgment about what to eat, and you can actually just kind of fry the stomach cells and not digest your food at all. So a little bit's good. You know, have the toast before dinner, have a little wine along with dinner, but overdoing it, probably not a good thing at all, especially if it's something like eggnog where you're taking on a lot of sugar at the same time.
Yeah, I wholeheartedly agree. Last question before we take a break. What about combining foods?
Combining foods is something we don't usually think anything about. We go to a buffet and we want to try everything on that buffet, but if a person is having digestive distress, that maybe save the things that digest and ferment quickly, like fruit juices and sugars and sweet fruits and white flour products, those kinds of things. Have them separately, because if your stomach is busy for a couple of hours trying to digest some meat or some, you know, some real heavy protein food, fatty food, then those lightweight things are going to start fermenting and creating gas bubbles and interfering with the process of getting the food moved through without backing upstream. You can get carried away with it, though. There are food combining charts that would just make life really hard to live with.
Okay. All right. We're going to continue our discussion with Marty Wittekin after the break, and we'll also begin taking your calls. Our phone number in the studio, 1-800-321-0710. If you have any questions about digestion or food, please give us a call, 1-800-321-0710. This is Arnie Gotomer.
And this is Don Goldberg.
And Dr. Richard Podell.
Our special guest, Marty Wittekin, and we will all return after these messages.
New Zealand blackcurrant is king of the superfruits due to its high concentrations of unique polyphenols. New Zealand blackcurrants promote healthy eye function. How? By renewing the rhodopsin pigment in your eyes, which helps you see in dim light. Renewed rhodopsin also alleviates eye fatigue and floaters caused by computer screens and similar technologies. New Zealand blackcurrants contain an extraordinarily high level of special anthocyanins. These flavonoids are powerful antioxidants. Black currants from New Zealand mean the highest purity and potency due to its clean environment and strong southern latitude sun. It's never too early to look out for the eyes that look out for you. Ask for Jaru Formula's black currant extract in capsules, Jaru's Vision Optimizer formula, or Jaru's famous 4-to-1 juice extract. Jaru Formula's, your source of high potency New Zealand black currant super formulas.
This is Arnie Gotomer. You know, some people think that because Wilner Chemists has such a wide selection of nutritional and herbal supplements and so many nutritionists and pharmacists on hand to help you decide which products are right for you and how to properly take them, that the prices must be high. Well, nothing could be further from the truth. The fact is, you'll find great discount prices at Wilner Chemists. And it's true. Here are some examples. Right now, in addition to our low everyday 20% discounts, here are some current discount specials. Enzymatic Therapy, the full line, 35% off list. Nature's Way, also the full line at 35% off list. Rainbow Light, Natrol, full lines at 30% off list. And we have selected products from Solgar and Quality of Life on sale at 40 to 44% off list price, and there is more.
All right, how do you find out what else is on sale? Well, you go to our website, www.wilner.com, and you check the On Sale tab. While you're there, you can sign up for our newsletter or request a free product catalog. You can also call for a catalog. Just call 1-800-633-1106. It's a free call. Just leave your name and address. The number again, 1-800-633-1106. Of course, the best thing is to visit us at either of our two stores in Manhattan or our store in Atlanta. In Manhattan, our Midtown store is at 100 Park Avenue. That's 41st and Park, just a block south of Grand Central Terminal. Our downtown store is at 253 Broadway, right near the corner of Murray Street across from City Hall. In Atlanta, we're conveniently located right in the heart of Buckhead at 2900 Peachtree Road.
And while you're on our website, www.wilner.com, by the way, be sure to check out all the informative articles, reference material, and audio files of previous radio shows. You can look up product prices and even place your order on the website as well. That's www.wilner.com. Wilner Chemists, the nutritional supplement professionals, will begin taking your calls in just a moment.
You can always count on Doctors Best to bring you great deals on the quality nutritional supplements you want. One that I know you want is CoQ10, supplement now recognized as so valuable everybody should be taking it, especially if you're on statin drugs. Doctors Best has a complete line of high absorption CoQ10 supplements in veggie caps or soft gels, and they're now on sale at 50% off list. To put it another way, one half price. How's that for a deal? CoQ10 is a powerful antioxidant, plays a role in cellular energy production, immune function, and heart health. You don't want to miss this opportunity to stock up on high absorption CoQ10 from Doctors Best, not when you can get it at half price. Doctors Best, because you deserve it. The entire line of Doctors Best products is now on sale at Wilner Chemist, starting at 40% off list price.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back. Arnie Gitomer along with Don Goldberg and Dr. Richard Prodell, our special guest, Marty Whittakin. And our phone number here in the studio is 1-800-321-0710. Give us a call. I need to make a correction to the last commercial that we read. It says the entire line of Doctors Best products is now on sale at 40% off list price. That is incorrect. That sale ended. So Doctors Best is back to its usual 20% off, except for the CoQ10s that are on sale. Okay. It's another correction we have to make, Don.
Yeah, I missed that one.
All right. So far, you're 2 for 2. All righty. Okay. Marty Whittakin, you know, we're talking about problems of heartburn and digestive upset in connection with the holidays, but some people have that all year round. Why is that?
Well, I think really for the same reasons, the mistakes that many more of us make over the holidays, some people make them all year round. And of course, now the holidays are starting earlier and earlier. We start with Halloween, and it kind of goes all the way through Valentine's Day. It's like one solid holiday, and it doesn't even matter what your religious beliefs are. There's a holiday for everybody, and they all seem to center around food. So the holidays are kind of a perpetual thing now. I mean, if you look back at our ancestors, they had an occasional event. Now there's something to we can have treats, we can have sugary things, 3 meals a day. No meal is complete without dessert, and you go to the office and there's a bottle of a jar of candy sitting on somebody's desk, and there are donuts in the break room and so on. So it's easy for people to get off on the wrong track year round.
Yeah, I think some of the people at the radio station have already started. Well, they started celebrating St. Patrick's Day a few months ago, I think.
Okay, let's take a phone call from Jackie calling from Rockland County, New York. Hi, Jackie.
Hi, how are you? Thank you for your program. It's very informative, and I appreciate that we have such things. My question is, I get a lot of flatulence, basically from almost everything I eat. And I'm wondering if brown sugar or organic or honey are in the same category as regular white sugar.
Okay. Yeah, pretty much yes. you know, for the purposes of what we're talking about in this discussion, for sure, and for all other reasons too. Now, honey gives a nice taste to things, and it's natural, and a good honey that hasn't been overly purified. I like to put some in my tea as well because I don't, you know, I just enjoy it. But for its effect on blood sugar, it's probably very, very close to the same. Do you agree, Marty?
The only difference with honey is that because it's more flavor, excuse me, there's something weird in the air here today. Because it's got more flavor, maybe you use a little less. And if you're somebody with seasonal allergies, you can make a case for using it. But the blood sugar, it really doesn't care whether the sugar was refined in a factory or by the bee. The effect on, as you said, on raising insulin is pretty much the same. We really have to get used to not having everything taste sweet. We've become kind of jaded in that regard, that we expect all of our foods to be sweet, salty, and fatty. And people come from another country here and say, particularly Europe or Japan, and say, wow, your food is really sweet. It's something we've gotten used to, and we can gradually get away from that. I found that when I get off of sugar for a while, and I usually have to, if I've gone on a binge for some reason, I have to kind of wean myself off of it over a few days so that I don't have terrible withdrawal symptoms. But when I'm off of it, even for a week, then foods like almonds taste sweet. You can reset your need for sweet by getting off of it and then just kind of appreciating the natural flavors other than sweetness that are in the food.
Yeah, I agree with that. But, you know, one thing that Jackie said as she began explaining her problem, she said that she gets flatulence from all foods, from everything that she eats. And that kind of tells me that maybe the place for her to be looking isn't in, you know, what kind of a sugar should I be using. It tells me that maybe she has a more basic or fundamental problem. And I think we're going to touch on some things that she might find helpful when we start talking about the probiotics, and maybe when we start talking about general digestive enzymes and things of that sort in a few moments. Jackie, if you really meant what you said, that everything you eat gives you flatulence, then you have a different type of problem, in my opinion. But we are going to touch on some things that might help you in a few minutes, okay? Stay tuned.
Can I just ask you, agave? Agave is supposed to be low glycemic. It is very sweet. It sort of tastes like maple syrup. Is that also in the category of a sugar, or is that, like, permissible?
I don't have an answer to that one.
It's a fruit.
Myself.
Well, if it's a fruit juice, it's a fruit juice. Anything that has natural. What we're saying is, it doesn't really matter where the partially refined or totally refined carbohydrate is coming from. If it's a simple carbohydrate, it's a simple carbohydrate. That's all. So I think what I'm trying to say is, I think you're maybe focusing on the wrong area. You may be looking at a different problem, but if you're talking about the problem with the flatulence, I don't think you need to be concerned as much in that area.
Okay, we need to pause for a quick break. You're listening to the Wilner Window, 1-800-321-0710. We'll be right back.
Have you gone into a health food store and come away disappointed? You can't find someone to answer your questions. All you see on the shelves is their house brand. The products you really want are never the ones on sale. Well, I have. And that's why I'm now a steady customer at Wilner Chemists. They have a fantastic selection of products, and almost everything is discount priced, with great sale discounts as well. And best of all, there's a big staff of nutritionally trained pharmacists and nutritionists who are there to answer your supplement questions. I'm never disappointed at Wilner Chemists. Big professional stores, great discount prices, a wide selection of products, and helpful, knowledgeable staff. No wonder they call Wilner Chemists the nutritional supplement professionals. There are two Wilner Chemist stores in Manhattan, 100 Park Avenue on the corner of 41st and Park, just a block south of Grand Central Terminal, and 253 Broadway on the corner of Murray, just across from City Hall. Call 1-800-633-1106 or check the web at wilner.com. Wilner Chemists. 1-800-633-1106.
News Talk Radio 710 WOR.
The B vitamins are crucial to optimal health and energy production. Many of us take a B-complex vitamin supplement, but are we really getting the full benefit? Country Life takes the guesswork out of B-complex supplementation with their product, Coenzyme B-complex capsules. This hypoallergenic vegetarian B-complex formula from Country Life contains the active coenzyme forms of the B vitamins, the form that needs no conversion in the body. It's ready to go right out of the bottle. Coenzyme B complex from Country Life also contains alpha lipoic acid, phosphatidylcholine, inositol, and other important B vitamin cofactors. So make sure you get the full power of your B vitamin supplementation. Take Coenzyme B complex capsules from Country Life. Country Life vitamins, leaders in the field of nutrition for over 36 years. All Country Life vitamins are available at Wilner Chemist. Discount priced, of course.
Now to Bill Powers for the traffic.
And if you're traveling on the New Jersey Turnpike, everything appears to be okay. FYI, if you're traveling over in the Alamuchi area, 80 eastbound side at exit 19, closed down, flipped over tractor trailer, so you definitely want to be aware. Everything's closed down, 46. Heavy, but it's open. That's your alternate. George Washington Bridge appears to be a good ride heading into town. Lincoln Tunnel, a 10-minute wait for you. Holland Tunnel, I'm not seeing any major backup right now, so that's good news. Into the five boroughs, looks like you've got a tough go right now over on the Gowanus as you head in towards the BQE split. That is all volume. And over at the Midtown Tunnel, weekend-long road work, only one tube is going to be open for you, which means the other tube is taking on two-way traffic. Anticipate some pretty heavy delays. This report is sponsored by Subway, the newest $5 footlong, the Spice-alicious Subway Buffalo Chicken. It's topped with a cool ranch and crisp veggies. Yep, it's just $5 for a limited time only. Price and participation may vary, plus tax where applicable. Mass Transit right now is rolling on time. I'm Bill Powers, WOR Traffic.
I want to tell you about a new product from Allergy Research Group called Flowe, P-H-L-O-E, a unique supplement for optimal gut health. Flowe is 100% natural kiwi fruit extract that has been clinically shown to support regularity and long-term digestive health. Flowe contains an enzyme complex called zeaxanthin. Here's how it works. It gently stimulates motility and helps normalize bowel transit time. It supports the growth of probiotic bacteria in the gut, and it promotes regularity and long-term digestive health. Flowe promotes gentle and sustained mild softening of the stool without causing diarrhea, urgency, or cramping. Flowe can be used long-term, and it will continue to gently support motility without overstimulation. Flowe from Allergy Research Group in capsules or tablets, now available from Wilner Chemists, discount priced, of course.
Bigger and better News Talk Radio, 710 WOR. W-O-R.
How is your energy level these days? Feeling tired and a little run down? If so, you should know about Konica QH Ubiquinol, the active form of CoQ10. Ubiquinol is not a stimulant like caffeine or sugar. It provides sustained natural energy. Your body makes ubiquinol, and it's in every cell of your body. It provides the spark for 95% of your cellular energy production. Without it, you don't run. The problem is that as we age, our body's ability to produce CoQ10 and convert it to ubiquinol declines, which is why we slow down. To make matters worse, statin drugs, which millions take to lower cholesterol, also block your production of CoQ10. Taking Konica QH Ubiquinol replenishes optimal levels of this important energy component for baby boomers and statin users so you can feel young again. Look for Ubiquinol in your favorite supplement brand at any of our Wilner Chemist locations.
Come to my
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back, Arnie Gitomer, along with Don Goldberg and Dr. Richard Podell. Our special guest is Marty Whittakin, and Marty... have to get the correct name of the book. Wrote a book, Natural Alternatives to Nexium, Prilosec, and Other Acid Blockers. And she's here to answer some of your questions. And our phone number in the studio is 1-800-321-0710. And that number also works from Atlanta, Georgia. We simulcast the show down to Atlanta, Georgia on WGKA. So all you Atlanta folks, you guys can call in as well. 1-800-321-0710. Okay. The title of your book about the acid blocking drugs, what, you know, they do stop the acid, obviously, but what's the downside to these drugs, Marty?
Well, the downside is that they work. They block the acid. And it was part of the original plan that we have acid in our stomach because we need it as our first line of defense against pathogens. So you are more likely to get, let's say you get the seasonal flu. If you're on an acid blocker, you are more likely to die of pneumonia because you can't stop the bacteria at your stomach. It's allowed to get in the system and do its worst. We also need it to break protein down so that it can be digested. It's important for the absorption of a number of minerals like calcium and zinc and magnesium and iron and for the all kinds of things, B12. So when you think about all of the things that those nutrients do in the body, if we're blocking it, we're going to pay a price down the line. And now the research is showing that you're more at risk for things like hip fracture, for dementia, for erectile dysfunction, you name it. There's a whole list of things that send you back to the doctor for another drug for that side effect when it just seems to me to make a lot more sense to just fix your digestion rather than stop a natural process.
That's an interesting thing you said, and I guess my question is, how do you fix your digestion?
Well, first you have to figure out what's going on. And like with Jackie, I couldn't hear the beginning part of her question when she said she had flatulence. And you were so right. In her case, switching from one sweetener to another sweetener that's natural, if it's still a food source, is going to feed yeast in the system, which cause all kinds of aggravation. For example, one of the kinds of problems that you have with your esophagus is a yeast-based one. You can have esophagitis that's caused by candida yeast. Usually that's only in people that are really immune compromised, but you can the flatulence is quite often because things are getting fermented instead of digested. So the foods go down, feed the yeast. The yeast kind of do the same thing they do when you're making bread. They create bubbles and gas and bloating. So unless Jackie switches to a non-nutritive sweetener, and I certainly don't recommend the chemical ones because those have a whole set of other problems, something like stevia or xylitol, she's still going to have a problem. But what are you putting those sweeteners in? If it's tea, that's one thing. But if you're sprinkling it on cereal and putting milk on it, those things have a lot of sugar in it, too, and are also going to feed the yeast. And I know you want to at some point get to probiotics, and that is certainly another part of the picture, is that you've got to crowd these yeasts out. Besides not feeding them, you also need to give them lots of competition from bugs that are supposed to be there.
Okay, so how can the probiotics help with this digestion now? Forgetting the fact that it's maybe some yeast around, but is there anything else they can do to help digestion?
Well, they produce enzymes, for one thing. For example, if a person is lactose intolerant, and when they drink milk, they get particularly gassy and bloating and so on because they aren't digesting that milk sugar. Well, the probiotics can digest that for you. They improve the health of the lining of the digestive tract by taking fibers in the diet, digesting them down into the fatty acids that feed those cells that line the digestive tract. They create bulk for the stool so that you can be more regular. They do probably 20 different things that we know of so far, almost all of which either directly or indirectly affect digestion.
Okay, let's take a phone call from Robert, calling from Scarsdale, New York.
Yeah, how you doing, guys? How are you?
Good.
Hi.
How are you?
Okay. Like you just alluded to, I'm trying to do a little detective work. You know, every once in a while, I get this fullness. You know, up around where your sternum is, you know, you feel a fullness, you get a lot of belching and stuff. I'm aware of probiotics, I take that. I'm aware of digestive enzymes. When do you really decide that you should address it in a more aggressive way, like going to the doctor? You're supposed to get an upper GI or an ultrasound or things along that line. The only thing in regards to me, too, I'm just wondering, I have like a little enlargement of my aorta. Now, I'm wondering if that would cause this digestive distress in that area, you know, the fullness and the belching and things along that line.
Well, let's address that question first.
Okay, well, I'll ask first question, which is, well, first of all, how old are you?
61.
When you do your running or other Nordic track, et cetera, or actually when you do any kind of exercise, do you get any kind of distress either in the chest or in the abdomen?
No, not really. I don't feel any pressure around there now when I'm exercising.
Do you exercise?
Yeah, regularly.
Okay. If we're just talking about someone getting epigastric distress, while that is usually gastrointestinal, it can also be cardiac. And for the most part, when it's cardiac, it gets worse with exertion. Nevertheless, if you're 61 years old and you're getting, if this was a new phenomenon, this epigastric distress or bloating, among the things that should be done is at least an electrocardiogram and talk to your doctor about whether or not you should have a stress test.
I've had that.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that was okay?
Yeah, because she has to monitor me because I have enlargement of my aorta. So,
okay.
I have that done every year.
Right. So, and the fact that the aorta may be somewhat enlarged puts you at a higher risk where you have to pay more attention to cardiac kinds of things than if you didn't have that risk factor. Now, the question of what about the enlarged aorta, the question of when do you need to see a doctor about the bloating and fullness?
Well, you know, both. And also, you know, like, could it be a hiatal hernia? Could it be that, you know, I mean,
yeah,
there's a lot of...
It could be a hiatal hernia. And it's a whole bunch of different things. So if this has been a stable pattern for a long time,
yes,
it's not getting worse, then not to give you specifically medical advice, but kind of in general, one doesn't really have to go see a specialist about that. On the other hand, the aortic problem, you better be following, and that, of course, your doctor is following with you. That's a
yes,
separate problem. Yes, it could be hiatal hernia. It could be any number of things. But a GI cause would be the most common.
Okay, Marty, you want to weigh in on this?
I do, Robert. You're right about the detective work, because that's really, you can't solve the problem until you know what it is. And once you've eliminated the cardiac part of that, and people do have to be careful because the symptoms of acid reflux can be very similar to the symptoms from heart trouble. But things that can cause what you're talking about, I'd like to first address the hiatal hernia. Too often, doctors aren't aware that there are places that you can go and get a hiatal hernia fixed without doing surgery, because the surgery they usually discourage because it's a pretty invasive process and is not a guarantee of success. It may recur, but a chiropractor or a good massage therapist can go a long way toward pushing the stomach back where it belongs, which is what hiatal hernia is. It's pushed its way through the diaphragm. A couple of other things that I see are low stomach acid. And this can be something that kind of comes and goes depending on what kind of a meal you challenge your stomach acid with, or in some cases, if you're under stress, maybe you don't make as much. But if you don't have enough stomach acid, then the meal stays in the stomach too long and eventually will bubble up and cause some kind of a distress. Low magnesium can be a problem also, because you might get cramping of that sphincter at the end of the esophagus, in which case the normal amount of gas that would escape gradually builds up into a pressure that really hurts. So those are all things that you could continue to research.
Okay, so I guess what I should do is, anyway, I have an appointment with my cardiologist tomorrow anyway, but I guess just start with your doc, explain the situation, and take it one step at a time, and keep doing the nutritional part, and also the chiropractic and massage might be helpful also. And I do appreciate all your help, guys. Thank you.
All right. Thanks for that call, Robert.
There is one little home test you can do of stomach acid, like before a meal, you can take a small amount, like a quarter of a teaspoon, a half a teaspoon at the most, of baking soda in a little glass of water and drink it. And if you don't get gas, then you've got to think maybe there's no acid down there.
Before we go to break, Arnie, you know, in my the way that I look at this, when especially on a call like we just had, you know, there is sort of the shotgun approach, a little bit of trial and error, to kind of learn something, if nothing else, for someone that has problems like that. Why not for maybe a couple of weeks? Take a good, a regular, a high dose of a good probiotic supplement. We're going to talk about the Probiotic 12 Plus product, I think, which Marty recommends. We're going to run an ad for the Nature's Way Primadophilus. Any good probiotic, a good strong high potency pancreatic enzyme type supplement, or the vegetarian version of the same with a lot of lipase, protease, and amylase in it. Contrary to what some might think, a little bit extra hydrochloric acid in the form of some betaine hydrochloride. If there's any possibility that there's lactose intolerance involved, take some lactase enzyme, maybe some starch enzyme, things of that sort. Sort of a shotgun approach to all of these. You know, all the things I mentioned can enhance the efficiency of your digestive process. And if you take all this stuff for a week or two and it has no effect on your problem, well, then, you know, maybe you've learned something there, and you doggone well better go see your cardiologist real quick or look for some other answer. But maybe you'll start feeling better. And then the problem is, well, let's go and start dividing this up and seeing which of these things I'm doing might actually be helping. That's something I think very often can be helpful. Make sense?
Yeah, I would also add perhaps, you mentioned the betaine hydrochloride, so that's good, or the fungal enzymes.
Yeah,
they're all
yeah.
good. Yeah. So for me, it definitely makes sense, as long as you add the probiotics as well. Okay, it's time for another break. Our phone number in the studio is 1-800-321-0710. This is Arnie Gitomer.
This is Don Goldberg.
And Dr. Richard Podell.
Our special guest, Marty Whittakin. And right now, we're going to bring you an educational minute from Dr. Duffy Mackay, brought to you by Nordic Naturals, the makers of high-quality fish oil supplements.
Hello, this is Dr. Duffy Mackay with a nutrition update. Did you know that fish oil is the natural solution for dry eyes? Dryness, painful burning, and redness are some of the main reasons patients seek eye care. Dry eyes are a prevalent symptom, but information on risk or protective factors is lacking. Omega-3 fatty acids are an important structural component of eye tissues that keep eye cell membranes fluid and flexible. In a study of over 32,000 women, it was found that those who ate more fish rich in omega-3 fats showed a significant reduction in the occurrence of dry eyes. Women who ate at least 5 servings of fish per week had a 68% reduced risk of having dry eyes compared to women who ate only 1 serving. In my patients with dry eyes, I have found it is difficult for them to eat 5 servings of fish weekly. A purified fish oil supplement is the best way to get valuable omega-3 fats to support healthy and moist eyes. Thank you for listening to another nutrition update from me, Dr. Duffy Mackay.
I want to take a moment to tell you about a product from Wilner Chemists designed specifically to prevent and treat osteoporosis. The product is called Bone Complex, and it's the most powerful combination of nutrients available for supporting bone health. Bone Complex is intended for those for whom just a calcium supplement is not enough, those who either already have osteoporosis or are at risk.
It contains active forms of calcium, magnesium, and vitamin D. Equally important, but missing from other products, are the trace minerals such as boron, silica, zinc, copper, and manganese. And Bone Complex also contains soy isoflavone concentrate and the new powerful anti-osteoporosis agent, Ipraflavone. Bone Complex is designed to complement your regular supplement regimen. Wilner Chemist Bone Complex, the serious nutritional supplement for those who need maximum bone support and osteoporosis treatment. Call 1-800-633-1106 for more information or stop by either Wilner Chemist store in Manhattan or the Atlanta, Georgia store. 1-800-633-1106.
Did you know that most probiotic brands state their potency claim at the time of manufacture? You really don't know how many active live cultures you're really getting when you take those products. Not with Nature's Way Primidophilus probiotics. All Nature's Way probiotics come with a true potency guarantee. That's right, a true potency guarantee, meaning Nature's Way probiotics are guaranteed to be the full potency the entire shelf life. When they say you'll get 15 billion active cultures in the new Primidophilus probifia, that's what you're getting. 15 billion active cultures. Also, with Primidophilus Intensive, which has 100 billion active cultures per dose, you're really getting 100 billion. Nature's Way has taken the guesswork out of probiotics with the true potency guarantee. When you take Primidophilus probiotics, you can be assured that what you're taking is really what you're getting. Finally, a probiotic with real guts and a true potency guarantee to back it up. Primidophilus probiotics with true potency guarantee exclusively from Nature's Way. Available at Wilner Chemists, discount priced, of course.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And, excuse me, and welcome back, Arnie Gitomer, along with Don Goldberg and Dr. Richard Podell. Our special guest is Marty Whittakin. And before we get back to the telephones, I want to tell you that this portion of the Wilner Window is being brought to you by Nature's Way, the makers of Primidophilus probiotic supplements, the ones with the true potency guarantee. And I also want to point out that the entire line of Nature's Way products are now on sale at Wilner's at 35% off list price. Okay, and getting back to the telephone, let's talk to Ruth from Manhattan. Hi, Ruth.
Hi. I'm glad I got through to you. Yeah. I have a problem right now. I'm a senior citizen. I had an orange last night, and then I had some frozen juice. And I woke up this morning, and I was sweating profusely, and I have pain in my abdomen, and I had reflux during the night. And I, so far, I've taken Prilosec 20 milligrams and Zantac 150 milligrams, and I just had chicken broth with dandelion greens, but I still have the pain. So I wanted to know suggestions what to do and what to eat.
Okay, first we'll turn this over to Dr. Podell.
You say that it's reflux. Why do you say it's reflux? Is this what you've had many times before?
No, I rarely have this, but I've been told I have reflux. But while I was sleeping, I woke up and there was I was getting a backup of liquid into my throat.
Well, I mean, that does sound like reflux. Ordinarily, if one wakes up with a reflux-like pain during the night, one has to assume it's cardiac until proven otherwise.
Well, I've just been checked out by the cardiologist.
Okay. I wouldn't want to give any advice about this because we really don't know what it is. I think that you should be calling your doctor and telling him what happened. But we can give some educational comments if we just make sure that you understand this is not telling you what to do. Now,
if you don't have this problem very often, why do you have all those antacid drugs on hand that you seem to be very familiar with?
Well, I have irritable bowel syndrome, and I have problems after I eat. I have bloating and irritation there, and the doctor's given me Prilosec, and then he told me if I had a problem at night to take the Zantac. So that's what I've been doing.
Oh, okay. So, Marty, this sounds sort of typical. It goes against everything that we were trying to say.
It does. Well, the orange and the frozen orange juice, those are sources of sugar, and it goes to the point I was making earlier about those things staying around and causing bubbling up of and problems where the acid gets where it doesn't belong, which is what heartburn is. The Prilosec and the Zantac would work right there to stop the stomach acid, but the irritation has already taken place. That's why I would say the pain is still there. They don't heal damage. They just stop the acid. So everything that Ruth describes as a problem are the kinds of things that I find people have relief in general using Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, because it's different than all of the other good probiotics like Primadophilus, in that it's the only one that contains the enzymes that are produced by the bacteria. It also contains the organic acids. And so you can get immediate relief from those by, if it's soft, chew it up. If it's not soft, then let it sit in your mouth for a minute and chew it up so that it gets into the stomach and actually helps healing all the way down the esophagus. And that will help with a lot of those other problems, the irritable bowel and so on. There's something just basically not working right about the digestive system. I always look first at, do you have a good balance of friendly bacteria?
Yeah, the Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus, that's the name of the product. It's made by Essential Formulas. Of course, we have it at Wilner Chemists. And if you take the little capsule, if you take it, put it in your mouth, as Marty said, and you bite it, it has a very, very little, almost fruity type taste, and you just let it slowly dissolve in your mouth and just let it go down your throat, and in a minute or so you'll begin to feel the relief.
And you can do two or three of them. It's not possible to overdo like you do with the drugs, but those drugs, something like Prilosec, that's going to shut off your stomach acid for 24 hours. You've got a problem right now. You want some instant relief, but you don't want to interfere with your digestion and create further problems with the irritable bowel, which is what's going to happen. If you don't have that stomach acid, it throws off the pH of the next step of digestion, and then the next one after that. So I just think try the natural approach first. Save the heavy artillery for really dire situations, like you've got a bleeding ulcer or something where those drugs are really appropriate.
You know, and one thing we haven't mentioned is deglycerized licorice.
Oh, absolutely. Keeps on the nightstand.
Yeah, deglycerized licorice works best as a chewable tablet. It's made by a number of people. A good one is made by Enzymatic Therapy has one. Natural Factors has one. They're both, if you like licorice, that's the way to go.
Yeah, didn't Enzymatic Therapy have one? They're on, their line's on sale.
Yeah,
isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah. Yeah, DGL.
They were the first, I think.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So that was.
And it's actually healing. You get. I always want to do something where you get not only relief, but you're doing something for healing for the long term.
No, absolutely. That's I agree wholeheartedly with, you know, the Prilosec. This is for all of you listeners. The Prilosec is not immediate. It takes a few days to work. So Prilosec isn't going to do anything immediately. Okay? So no need to take that unless you're going to be on that for a while. Okay. We're going to pause for a brief message about Wilner's Antiox Phytocomplex.
This is Don Goldberg. I don't have to tell you how important antioxidants are to your health and to your supplement program. You probably know about the antioxidant vitamins like vitamin C and vitamin E. What you may not know is that some of the most powerful antioxidants are those found in plant extracts. Plants like grape skin, pomegranate, goji berry, acai, green tea, and mangosteen. Well, now you know. And here is some great news. We have have formulated a special antioxidant formula that contains extracts from all of those antioxidant-rich plants. The liquid extracts are in a unique liquid-filled veggie cap, and the product is called Antiox Phyto Complex. It's part of the new Wilner Chemist's Phytotech line. Antiox Phyto Complex is the perfect complement to your current multivitamin supplement. Make sure you get optimal antioxidant protection with Wilner's new Phytotech Antiox Phyto Complex. You'll be glad you did.
Alrighty, we are coming to the end of the first hour of the Wilner Window. Marty Whittakin, thank you for joining us this hour. And we will have you back again probably in a few months. Okay, as I said, this is a two-hour show, folks. Those of you who are on the phones, please stay right there, and we will get back to you at about 5 minutes after three. This portion of the Wilner Window has been brought to you by Nature's Way, the makers of Primadophilus probiotic supplements, the ones with the true potency guarantee. And they're all on sale at 35% off list price. See you in 5 minutes.
It's time to draw the curtains on this portion of the Wilner Window. Stay tuned for the second hour, coming up right after the break for the news.